Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm Rob Schofield. After years of foot dragging, more and more businesses across North Carolina are finally catching on to the fact that they can improve employee morale and productivity and boost company profits by building family-friendly workplaces. By implementing common sense policies like flexible schedules, paid parental leave, and support for breastfeeding mothers, researchers say employers can improve employee recruitment and retention and support the healthy development of our state's children. One of the groups driving the research and the education of employers in this important area is the North Carolina Early Childhood Foundation. Recently, I got the opportunity to sit down with the foundation's executive director, Muffy Grant, to discuss the group's research in this area and the initiative they're calling Family Forward NC. Muffy Grant, welcome to News and Views. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much. I'm happy to be here.
So tell us about the North Carolina Early Childhood Foundation. A lot of people may not be familiar with this organization. Talk to us about what it does and why it exists.
Right. The North Carolina Early Childhood Foundation began about 6 years ago in an effort to better align both health and education, policy leaders, business leaders, faith leaders, around third grade reading proficiency, because we know third grade reading is a proxy for child well-being.
The idea is we advocate for policies and for changes in practices that will make our businesses more family-friendly, our schools work better towards providing early childhood education. Is that sort of a fair analysis of what y'all are up to?
Absolutely. In the business community especially, you know, so much of our work in the beginning of the advent of the foundation was really focused around what levers within public policy can be pulled to create a better early childhood ecosystem for young children and their families. And through the initiative Family Forward North Carolina, we've really been looking at opportunities to harness the power of the private sector, to look at focusing HR policy around the children of employees, which is what makes it really transformative and very, very interesting.
It seems obvious, but a lot of businesses still have a lot to learn. I mean, the premise is that it's better, not only is it better for the children, it's better for the families and the parents, but it's better for the business ultimately to have family-friendly policies at work.
It absolutely is. And, you know, there's a growing skills gap in our state. By 2020, only 68% of jobs in the state will require post-secondary education. And the fact that the majority of North Carolinian fourth graders are not proficient in reading is a key predictor of future academic success. So Family Forward, it is a private sector policy initiative, but it also is supporting the mission of our organization, because we know that when families are able to better care for their children, especially in the first 3 years of life, there's much better opportunity for them to be a proficient future workforce. But we're working within a system that was built for a bygone era. And that is when there were two parents, and now only about 68% of families in our state are two-parent homes, and only 9% of the families in our state have a stay-at-home parent. And for the first time since World War II, women are the majority in the workforce, and they are going to demand policy change because we've found that they are disproportionately charged with child care as well. And when you look at a state like North Carolina, which is facing a crisis in child care, it's a phenomenon called child care deserts. 99 out of 100 of our counties are child care deserts.
What does that mean? That means that there just isn't enough available? There's not enough child care, child care available?
Absolutely. It means that for every one high-quality early child care setting, there are five or more students that need to fill that spot. So it is an urgent issue that needs to be addressed. And there's a lot happening around that. We're fortunate that the state of North Carolina was awarded $40 million for the next roughly 3 years, and it's a little over $40 million, to help better align systems, more efficiently align systems, and figure out ways to increase infant and toddler slots, better compensation within early child care educators, which is a really important issue. It's a very challenging field to go into because you can make more working in a fast food restaurant than you can.
Just about anything else.
Right. And since we know children enter kindergarten with 85% of their brain volume, ostensibly that's where our major investment should be. Because this is really building the foundation, birth prenatally. You know, being born at a healthy birth weight really can be a predictor of future success.
I mean, in some parts of the world, of course, there's universal pre-K. There's, just as we have free public education, there's free public education essentially from birth. That maybe someday should be an objective in this country. We're not there yet. So what are we talking about in terms of the practical policy changes and practical deliverables that we're, you know, that we're going to provide to people with both with this new grant and that you would like to see perhaps in the private workforce?
You're right. And I think that we need to kind of reflect on the data points here. Right now, we're the only industrialized nation that doesn't offer paid leave through public policy.
Right. Paid leave for like family leave for somebody sick at home or
right.
for birth and
cesarean section, miscarriage, mm-hmm. all of these things for which people need time to heal and recover and bond and all of the things that we know that brain science tells us are very important to optimal outcomes. But only 17% of all Americans have access to a single day of paid parental or family leave. And that number drops to 7% for Americans in the lowest income brackets.
And those are the people who obviously would need it the most because those are the people likely to have the least in the way of savings if they're working at minimum wage or just above.
Absolutely.
It's like a vicious circle.
Absolutely. And that's what we've found through Family Forward. Our labor market is razor thin right now, and we are working at historically low unemployment rates. This new generation with female-dominated workforce is demanding change in this regard. And there are opportunities. I think oftentimes people say, well, for a small and mid-sized business, paid family leave, that's connected to dollars and it's not realistic. The cohorts that we have surveyed have said, actually, what we're looking for is just flexibility. On the flip side, hourly workers, hospitality workers, what they are looking for is a more predictable schedule. So a lot of it is having conversations and having Family Forward and the human resources kind of outreach and connection to technical assistance that we will be providing in this next phase of the Family Forward work. So to help bridge the gap between we know that we need to do this, how do we do this, and how do we implement business practices big and small, to help families and to increase our recruitment and retention. It's at the same time, there are often employees in hourly positions that don't even start their jobs due to childcare. Absenteeism is very costly to employers. So this makes financial sense. It makes sense from the perspective of a healthier and more robust future generation of workers because they're getting the care and attention that they need in these critical early years of brain development.
So I'm a business owner, maybe a smaller mid-sized business owner in North Carolina. I'm not, you know, I haven't known, been sure what to do about this. What would your recommendation be? Are there resources available to me so that I can learn about how to be a more caring and thoughtful employer as well as probably maybe do my business some good by having a happier,
Absolutely.
Healthier workforce?
Yes, you can. I would recommend going to the familyforwardnc.com, which is the website for Family Forward. There is a guide to family-friendly workplaces. On that website, you can see case studies. We really focused on employers for which this is the most challenging and employees who could benefit the most from some sort of codification of business, family-friendly business practice. What that means is it's a lot of hospitality and tourism, which North Carolina is known for in areas of particular resource, where there's issues with resources in the extreme eastern part of our state and the western part of our state, and also industries that are very specific to North Carolina, for which we have a lot of pride in textiles and manufacturing. So people can go in and look at these case studies and see some of the small tweaks that organizations have made in order to, you know, in some cases, even just writing down an HR policy. Some businesses don't have that. And so our goal in this next phase is to work with local societies of human resources management organizations to connect them to cohorts of like businesses so that they can provide kind of a learning community from one another and figure out ways that they can take small steps to make big changes for young children and their families.
You're doing tremendous work, obviously, in terms of trying to get employers to understand how they can have more family-friendly workforces and workplaces and how that'll be better for everybody. And you've talked about paid leave, but are there other major policy changes that perhaps we ought to be exploring in North Carolina? We know, for instance, the Leandro ruling has come down recently.
Yes.
That's talked about investing a lot more money in early childhood education. I take it that's something that your organization would say would be a step in the right direction.
Yes. And the WestEd people did a really fulsome job as it relates to early learning and the recognition that while Leandro has a focus on K through 12 system, that foundation needs to be healthy and robust and well aligned in order to have a shot at K through 12 optimal outcomes. I would say that we are living in a moment in time where there's a real groundswell of support, and it's as if the brain science is finally grabbing hold. We've had some very lucky executive wins in that the governor, just this year, 50,000 North Carolina state employees now have the benefit of paid family leave in his cabinet level reports, which created a snowball effect. And so now the UNC system has also implemented paid family leave in other state agencies. So that's really fortunate. I would say from a public policy perspective, we just need to keep the drumbeat of public will building and recognizing that the science is really on our side here and that this is good for everyone and it's good for the future prosperity of the state of North Carolina that we do well by our youngest children and invest in early learning and health and supportive and supported communities.
Muffy Grant is the executive director of the North Carolina Early Childhood Foundation. The website is buildthefoundation.org.
That's right. Thank you, Rob.
Check it out online and support her organization. I'm sure she'd welcome your assistance and support.
Absolutely, we would.
We'll look forward to talking to you again sometime soon.
Thanks, Rob.
Coming up next, what's up with local governments in North Carolina declaring themselves Second Amendment sanctuaries? We'll find out from the chairman of the board of North Carolinians Against Gun Violence. Don't go away.